So as I'm receiving everyone, there is I keep saying a ball game, but the idea is just imagine a ball being tossed. And a ball being tossed is very, very easy. It's very, very natural. And so they want us to consider that our evolution is also natural. It's also easy. So we have the twists and turns. We have like the belly flops where we're sometimes asterally, sometimes that asking comes in a bellow. But even in the most dire of circumstances, excuse me, there is a freedom and a presence that is awakening within each of us. That is signaling a readiness to return to our stardom, to return to our light, to return to our crystal knowing. And so, as we will receive our higher harmonics are liftoff presence. So, when I'm receiving this, I just have a horse's eye, and it's in this like, oh gosh, like this almost like a lotus flower that's just pulsating. So the idea is that it's simply a matter of convenience. So when they're saying this, it's like the old is no longer satisfying. The old is no longer satisfactory. In other words, it can't withstand the new. So everything that we're releasing that is sort of painful to release, the more that we can understand that it's our due privilege to receive, it's our due privilege to restore, it's our due privilege to exercise our homecoming, our welcoming. So again, we're leaving our old mode of convenience as if that's our home and returning to our true nature. So back to like that throwing of the ball, easy peasy. So what we're learning to do is to join hands with our most relevant nature, our most relevant self, our most relative indicator. And so the more that we realize we've been like fussing and stalling and stamping upon and avoiding what we don't want to release, where over here in our midst is our landslide relief. So it's about, put this in words, it's like allowing trouble to ensue. And that doesn't sound very appealing, but the idea is it's really okay, whatever's stirring, whatever's happening, because it's signaling your method of retrieval, your method of arrival. So again, we're releasing what's non-effective anyway, and we're returning to our homecoming. So when I say returning to our homecoming, every single being that's receiving this transmission here and abroad, meaning whether it's later or they're just receiving it in a higher level, I just receive light. And the light is pure, unadulterated wisdom, knowledge. It has the healing components. It has like sparkle unseen, meaning, gosh, like imagine leaving fool's gold for true gold. It's like that's a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer. So as we will have, and again, going beyond the mind, going beyond the brain, I knew they would add that. So as we will receive all things as being possible, all things being possible is we're truly coming to understand who we are and that we're not the flesh, we're not the body, we're not the past, we're not the constricted configuration, that we're really our true inspiration of our divinity. So again, when we pray to God, when we pray to a goddess, when we pray to a master, what we're simply doing is aligning with our truth. So that truth is near, they're saying near and far. And what they mean is it's right near as we will digest, as we will proceed, as we will allow. So this has to do with the shifting of our true nature, of our true witnessing, of our true demeanor. in essence, who we understand ourselves to be. So remember, it's like we've had this very forced, localized perspective of life and self. And what we're doing is joining hands. We're joining hands with the beloved. We're joining hands with our freedom. We're joining hands with our multidimensional perspective. And so not only is this allowed, this is provided for. So when they just said provided for, there was an exclaim, there was a download, there was this feeling of rapture. And so however you're receiving it, however you're believing it, however you're attesting to it, some of us have psychic vision, some of us just feel, some of us are still waiting for that due consideration to occur. But it's all amongst us nevertheless. So there's this being that he's just playing this, like, it's not a flute, but it looks like a flute, and he's playing these like notes of ancient memory. So when I just said notes, the energy that just went through my body, it was just like, he's saying, say entertaining. I just want to say enlightening. So again, it's like programming us for our new arrival, programming us for our true essence, our true expansiveness, our true placement. So again, this is not about getting your linear life to continue as it was. It's about joining hands with the beloved, and beloved again being our true nature, our true consent, our true recall. So as you will allow yourself to sing, so again, sing is that vibrational increase. And so you just may feel the acceleration, you may see white light, whatever it is. What we're doing is like we're painting a picture. So in other words, we're accelerating, we're bestowing, we're permitting, we're allowing. And so you want to receive that like levity of consent, where you're moving up in consciousness, you're moving up in speed. And so when they're saying speed, it's like you're vibrating at an accelerated state. And again, all is, put some words like I'm just going to say it this way, like all is ready to go. So in other words, just remember your divine self is quite prepared and is leading you onward. So it's like we still have seemingly form to attend to for the rest of our day, but we're doing it in mass. So in other words, we're doing it in our graduated field of arrival. And this is where you're looking at the same circumstances, and all of a sudden it's like, I never even saw that. Was that here before? I never noticed it. Because we only attest to, we only recognize what we can receive in consciousness. So this is about, doesn't matter what's going on in world affairs. What we're doing is we're blowing our top, meaning we're relieving ourselves of past consideration and joining onward. So as you will receive these gifts of light, as you will receive your new indoctrination, in other words, joining your own witness, joining your own love, joining your own expansiveness, joining your own sacred heart. And so these energies are restoring us to our true, like saying, upright position. So again, we have Shekhmet today that is, what is she holding? She's holding something of great, I just feel like it's almost like this tuning fork when I receive it. Specter or whatever that is, but it just feels like energy. And so when she holds it upright, it's like she guarantees success. And what I mean by that, it's like she's holding this steady. So we want to remember that in truth there's no separation. So all that come to join with us are really holding hands And so it's like we're thinking, oh, how great and mighty. And they're looking at us like, and you're the same, you're the same. So it's like just holding light, holding that mirrored emphasis so that we can grow steady, so that we can grow into our true witnessing and into our true homecoming. And there's just some kind of like shield of light that just feels right at chest level. That's again, holding that higher, I can't get the next word, but helping us hold, helping us mature, helping us claim. So allow yourself to receive these supports, these steps of measure. So again, helping that stamina, helping that increase. Oh gosh, that would be oh gosh, he's laughing at me. Apparently I've worked with him a lot and I still don't have the name. I'll get back to you on him, but in any event, let me get the message. That's the important part. All right, so he's saying like it's just a matter of convenience. In other words, remember where we place our limitations, where we place our boundaries has to do with our mind's reporting. In other words, what we believe. So what he's doing is he's like opening up an arch, opening up a golden retrieval system so that we can move beyond, so that we can move past. And so this grid, it's like it just looks like crystals, diamonds, light that's shimmering is helping us, I'll just say it this way, it's like expanding beyond the limitation, expanding beyond prior format. So again, as we grow, as we expand, we step out in faith because we understand our path is secure. So this is where like we're removing boulders because we set the tone, we set the pace. So you look at someone and it's like, oh, isn't that lucky they were in the right place at the right time? And there's no such thing as luck. It's like they pre-establish their fortitude, their quickening. So this is what we're doing in this establishing our true home, our true essence, is allowing that advance, allowing that circuitry. So then when you get that lucky break, it's like you attracted it, you called it to order, and you did that as you increased your lifestyle. So again, that's what we're holding now in good faith, is that increase in lifestyle, increase in stamina. And just imagine moving a boulder, widening a highway, opening up a new perspective, opening up new availability. So allow that to be received, allow that to shift your holy remembrance and all that is to arrive, all that is to be provided. And again, in that beginning analogy of throwing, tossing that ball, in easy application, because again, we're no longer slumbering, we're no longer attesting to lower consciousness, matrix, whatever you want to call this, we're already amplified. So allow yourself to receive that and adjust. In all dimensions of time. I don't know who it is, but there's someone that's done so much generational clearing. There's a little bit of propaganda involved, and let me explain it this way, where because you've been focused on it so much, there's a little bit of attractiveness to it rather than gone. Like just imagine like a spell, like a cast away. So allow it to be cleared. Remember, we're moving boulders, we're widening roads. So again, everything that we pass through, the ego's right there to use it to its advantage. So we want to be sure we're dismissing, dispersing. Another way of saying that is the more that you look for something, unfortunately, the more you call it to you, the more you actually hold on to it. So if this is you, ask Spirit to assist in reorganizing your affairs so you're back to let go and let God. You're letting go. You're letting go. It has something to do with like the ego finding it attractive. It's a little bit like, look at me, what I can do. And I know that sounds so bizarre, but that's what the ego does. So it makes us special. It makes us proficient. Like, in other words, we feel good about ourselves for it. And then it becomes an identifying quality versus it was just one step and we've moved on. So allow yourself to move on. All right, so it is.